Blog Talk Radio.
So here it is, track of Mr. Jack. I'd feel better if the rascal had had a fate duly messed over him all right. That was Reverend Colonel Maggie Patterson with her backup Nolan examining a corpse at a city morgue in Canada. Maggie lifted the corpse head by its blood-soaked hair.
The scourge of South America. From Alaska to Mexico. Not so tough now, are you, Mr. Jacques?
This is where your damnable kind always winds up.
Your bloody, faceless head clutches of my hand.
Maggie, she's hearted. Let the bastard go. Maggie released the disfigured head as it plopped on the steel slab, splattering blood about.
Damn, Maggie girl! You got me right in my blooming eye that time. Shit!
Exiting the building, they passed a strange man entering. Maggie in her shirt sleeve, a .45 protruding from her shoulder holster, peered through her office windows over the city.
Hello. What? Just another American from Detroit. Is that all you have? He viewed the body. Don't let him out of your sight. Hold on. Yes. Clear the area. Be right there. Good work. Hello. Back. Don't let the sun leave the country. That's an order.
Maggie arrived on the scene to meet Nolan and a squad of policemen guarding a building.
We're going on. I'll take the lead.
The two moved cautiously up the steps, Maggie in the lead and Nolan her backup.
Casa, this is Reverend Maggie Patterson. Give it up. You don't have a chance. With me, you do. You have my word.
Don't shoot! I'm coming out!
A door unlatched and opened, exposing a bleeding man with his hands up.
Get clear, man!
He was shot in the back. He stumbled forward into Maggie's arms. Maggie slung him away. She and Nolan rushed inside, aiming their guns in all directions, avoiding the doorways and using the walls for cover, heading toward the front room.
Come out, you dirty rat, and face your medicine.
A gunman appeared in the doorway and shot and hit Maggie, knocking her backward to the floor as she fired back with two guns before falling. Her blast popped the gunman's noodle, sailing it out the window and landing it on the hood of a policeman's car. What the shit? Maggie, not hurt, unstrapped her bulletproof vest and rushed to Casa, who lay bleeding and dying.
Help me, please, Reverend Maggie. Everything's getting dark. Can't see. Don't leave me.
Does he live? Tell me, man, and free your soul from damnation.
Pull off my shoes, please.
Maggie obliged him.
Now talk, scum.
No, it wasn't. Mr. Jack.
Where might he be?
Speak. Don't go. It's a fine time, man, you to be packing.
Casa was blowing out his last breath and turning up his toes.
Talk!
Margie, there's only talking will be in hell.
No, it was too good to be true. Sex is on death. Out in the bones. Made fools of us.
May have a lead, Maggie. That American from Detroit.
Outside the city, the American was dancing with a tall blonde and bantering about from drink.
Don't like you flirting so much, Johnny. It's embarrassing to me.
Don't like demands. It's embarrassing to me. John left her standing in the middle of the floor and walked to a table where sat a single woman and gestured to her in dancing fashion. Shall we? And dance your way to heaven, my smiling beauty.
I was wondering when you were going to notice little me.
And they commenced dancing very closely.
Looks like you can use a sit-down.
Right you are. I can barely hear the music. But I can feel you against me.
Careful, honey. Don't start anything on this floor you can't handle.
Right. Not here.
Let's go then. May I cut in? No need, dearie. We're out of here. You certainly are, dearie.
The tall blonde threw a straight left punch that solidly connected and sent the single woman across the dance floor and over a table. Had a partner, and now I don't. The tall blonde grabbed wobbling John by his belt and slung him around in front of her and marched him toward the exit. Giving faint illumination to the room and bed and two musty bodies. The room lights flashed on.
Praise! It's the law!
What's the meaning of this?
My parking tickets are paid.
You know as well as I. Mr. Jack loves.
We don't have much time. He's leaving the country. We need a description.
Suppose I tell you I don't know what you're talking about.
Why do your bums make me do it? Yes, you'll talk. Before we get through with you, you'll be crawling on your hands and knees to me, begging to spill your guts.
You don't scare me. I want him as bad as you. No one can give you a positive description of Mr. Jack. He's the master of disguises. I really don't know what he looks like.
You lie. I can't see it in your eyes.
He will hold here for a reason.
What's that reason?
I have something he seeks. Along with that, I have demands.
What might they be?
I want to talk to him first, and that he be taken alive.
That will be up to him.
Then I won't cooperate. You got nothing on me, and you can only hold me for so long. Then it will be too late for both of us.
Why are these demands so important?
My business. Do I have your word?
To get Mr. Jack, I'd make a pact with the devil himself. You have my word, sir.
Good show. Put the word out I'm looking for him and has something he wants. I'm your decoy, the only chance you have. We need a place of contact.
I know such a place. We'll work together then.
Good show.
You did it. Put some clothes on your neck and ass before I warp you in and run you in. Then go right ahead. Try cold cocking me. All right. Please don't hit me. And let's get one thing straight, lover boy. You don't impress me anymore than the space you occupy.
I bet you tell that to all the little boys. They were seated at a table in an exclusive cabaret that sat beside a narrow winding river that floated passing excursion steamers filled with joyful tourists. Seems so continental and peaceful.
Don't be fooled. A lot of turf fighting's going on.
Why not move in?
I needed that. They're asking us to back off. It smells of politics.
The trouble the world over, Maggie. It took politics for a civil society. Now politics is uncivil.
Where the hell does that leave us then?
The number one question. Where do we go from here?
Got some info on you. No wonder you don't bluff. Special forces. An officer. Even fought with the British. I can't say I hit all your guts. You've seen some real action.
You better believe it. I hope that info cost you plenty.
Is that where you met him? Or did you know him from Detroit?
Sure.
You're going to rub me the wrong way once too often. I do hate all your guts.
Got some info on you, too. You ain't hurting at all for a moolah. from Nova Scotia. Father left you a fortune in stocks and real estate, in which you build on it to become one of the richest women in North America or the world. Established a special service operation in your government that answers to no one. A clergywoman and the title of colonel with firepower.
The good Lord appointed Mary the way of the gun to fight Abel.
And more, a political hopeful with your eye on the prize.
I hope it cost you plenty.
Rather cheap. Your common knowledge.
Why, you insolent, ugly American.
Stop all that growling. We're supposed to be a happy couple, in love, and go easy on the wee nips.
Who's growling? In love? Don't give me the jitters. This is medicinal. And I can hold my grass.
The way you're acting, you're scared off a tiger. Let's dance.
This place of ill repute?
I dare you.
I take dares from no man.
They began dancing with a glass in Maggie's hand. We've got to make this look good. He's no fool. Put that glass down. And we're not waltzing. Let me hold you closer.
Blimey, if you hold me any closer, you're beyond me.
What softness.
Yeah. Leave us not get carried away here, big boy. And I mean big.
Pardon. The way I'm built.
Blimey. Would a woman have a chance?
No complaints. Maggie, meet man.
You mean horse.
Cold as you are, it shouldn't faze you in the least.
Who the hell is Cole? What do you know about me? Smart ass. I'm more a woman than you'll ever meet.
I have reports.
What? Reports? Why, you damn army fugitive? You just enjoy getting my pressure up.
Try counting to 10.
Try one count to a damn thing and stop smothering me. A woman has to have some pride.
Do you understand we have to make this look good to pull it off? Try this one for size. John kissed Maggie on her lips.
How dare you? I have to wipe my mouth.
Careful. Pretend you love it. And leave that precious kiss on a while. It may make a real woman of you.
You conceited. I'm going to cry. I've never been so insulted.
Watch up. Comes another for show. Because I sent something.
Come on. I double dare. I swear by the Almighty, I'll put a slug right in ya.
I don't take dares from women. John did it again. and held it longer. Maggie stared at him.
"You are a brave lad, Brother John. About the only person I can't scare."
"That one was very good."
"Yeah, so I felt. You dirty dog."
"Quiet. I sense his presence. Call it combat instinct. And danger."
"Blimey, I think you mean what you say.